From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the liberation of Ramadi runs into some difficulty. Iraqi forces continue meeting resistance as they try to tighten their grip on the provincial capital Ramadi, wrested from Islamic State control this week. The Iraqis are said to be encountering pockets of resistance and sporadic attacks. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat to Baghdad, now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We've seen this before in battles such as Tikrit and to some degree Beji, which go back and forth. This city is primarily under the control of Iraqi forces at this point. They have a huge numerical superiority. They hold terrain, and while only a small percent of their forces are good in attacking ISIS, most of the forces in there can hold terrain once they've gotten in there. So they're just going to continue squeezing the ISIS people, and they will eventually be driven out.
There are concerns the militants are trying to hide among Ramadi's civilian population. More than 50 families trapped inside the city said IS fighters used them as human shields. The outgoing UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being stable and secure.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well. And so I am optimistic that in 2016 there is an unstoppable momentum now.
Kay told VOA Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into reality. The country now has 5 interim regional administrations and federal member states, which he says brings governments and accountability closer to the people. Kay also encouraged by the progress made in preparing for national elections. This is VOA News.